Well, 2 weeks of European rugby, the momentum was there before in the Premiership, and we kept it going with two wins.
Yeah, I know. That was the plan. We had a real good win last week against a tough side away in France, and we just keep on taking little steps in the right direction. That's going to be important going into this weekend.
You know, two tough games. Newport was not an easy game up here. The Dragons really put up a good fight with a squad that's ravaged with injuries, but it didn't look like that on the day. And then going to Bordeaux, first 15 minutes, a team running from everywhere, and you managed to get on the front foot. I mean, you must be delighted with where you are.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, there's two very good teams we come up against, and we come off the back of, you know, six real tough weeks in the Premiership as well, so there's always the possibility that we might potentially drop off, but we've got such good strength and depth here and good players across the board that we even went to the next level. And we're going to have to do that again and back it up this weekend against Leicester, who are in some form at the minute.
It's a funny sort of way this fixture's sort of roll, isn't it? You get 2 weeks of Europe and afterwards there's 2 weeks of Anglo-Welsh, but you've got this massive game against Leicester stuck in the middle. Is that a sort of a difficulty, or are you just sort of looking forward to it?
No, I think, like I said, we've got such a big squad full of quality players that the view is that every week we've got to be on top of the game, and there's so much competition for places that everyone's got to be on the money, and you can see that as we go game to game, and it's going to be no change this weekend in terms of performance wise. We're going to have to make sure individually and as a team we're on the money, because they'll be coming up here off the back of some good wins as well, so it's going to be a close encounter, but hopefully one we can come out on top of.
In terms of analysis, there's so many links between this club and Leicester Tigers with players and coaching staff. You must know them inside out.
We know them quite well. There's a few players that have played there over the years as well. They're a good outfit. They're physical, they're abrasive up front, but they've got a quality back line who can play the ball as well. So they'll have threats across the field, and we've got to make sure we're on the money.
In games like that, have you just got to do what you do and let them worry about you rather than trying to react to them?
I think so. I think it's important to understand what they're going to bring to the table and where their threats are, but you know, there's only so much you can do in terms of worrying about another team. The rest is making sure you get your game plan right, because if, you know, we've showed over the however many weeks that if we get what we speak about right, we're a good side and we're more than a match for anyone, and that's what we've got to make sure we concentrate on Sunday.
And you've got the best referee in the business doing the game.
Exactly, it helps, it definitely helps. It'd be pretty free-flowing and good decisions, so it'll be a good one to watch.
So the best referee in the business and maybe the best crowd in the business. It's going to be sold out in here on Sunday. It's going to be rocking, isn't it?
I know, yeah. All the lads are really looking forward to it. We were saying earlier when there's only 7,500 here, the place is jumping as well, just because the ground's not massive, but it's pretty intimate. So if there's close to 10 here, it's going to be class to play in front of them, and they'll make a huge difference.
And when you run out on Sunday afternoon, that'll be 200.
200
games.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you start off as a very young man. You're still a young man now. I mean, you've made lots of strides forward, but captaining this side at the moment after 200 games, it must be just where you want to be.
No, yeah, obviously it's. I'm massively proud. I love the club. You know, every game I play, and I want to put everything into the shirt, and hopefully have a lot more opportunities to play a lot more games as well.